streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go. It is a Tuesday. We're live in Los Angeles. It's called The Herd. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, we're on iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. We are pivoting into the next 8 to 10 weeks. It's as good as American sports get. Baseball playoffs, college football, major conferences. Play is opening up. NFL begins in earnest in 2 days. This, we work in this business for about a 10-week stretch of greatness, and a lot of it converges September, October, early November, and Joy Taylor is joining me. Very exciting time.
A stretch of greatness.
It is a stretch of greatness. And, you know, I rely on Vegas a lot.
Yes.
Because I'm media, right? Like, media's got agendas. Some people do. And fans are crazy. Fan is short for fanatics. And coaches always say nice stuff about their players. They protect their players. So who can you trust? Well, you can trust Vegas. Vegas cares about one thing. Lettuce. Money. That's all Vegas cares about. They have no agenda other than making money. So whether it comes down to political elections, they like Joe Biden. And about a month out, they were on Biden. I'm like, all right, that's who's going to win the election. And I often, having lived there for 7 years, met a lot of people who make those lines. I don't know why you don't trust them and you trust the Wall Street guys with your money, but whatevs. Here's what Vegas thinks about Matt Stafford. He's the new Rams quarterback. So last year, Matt Stafford won 5 games in Detroit. And then he leaves and goes to L.A., and that terrible Jared Goff goes to Detroit. You know what Vegas has the Lions over-under at this morning? 5. Not a half game better with Jared Goff over Matt Stafford. Well, what about the Rams? Well, the Rams won 10 games last year with terrible Jared Goff. Thank goodness he's out of here. Stafford's in. The over-under total in Vegas on the Rams is 10.5. Vegas does not buy Matt Stafford as a messiah or a savior. If you go look at Matt Stafford's career, his 12 years in Detroit, couple of different injuries, he averaged 7 wins. That's about it. He had 2 good years. 2011, he had Calvin Johnson doing amazing things. 2014, he finally had a decent defense. 3 playoffs. And they didn't do much in those. Now, he only averaged about 1 or 2 Pro Bowlers during those years. So let me give you a comp. Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck had the wrong coach, the wrong GM, terrible O-line. But Andrew Luck, unlike Stafford, was not lost or hurt in his first year or two in the league. No, he was 11-5, then 11-5, then 11-5, and actually got to the AFC Championship. Don't ask me how. They had no players. So let's take Stafford out of the transformative category. Like, Andrew Luck was transformative. We've never seen a number one pick go to a terrible team and not only win, but like win big with nothing. So let's take him out of that category, because I hear a lot of that in Los Angeles. Oh, Matt Stafford's going to change the world. No, he's not. But it's interesting. What Matt Stafford couldn't consistently do is overcome dysfunction in Detroit. And I am not saying it's easy. Detroit's poorly run. But I saw Carson Palmer do it in 7 years in Cincinnati with multiple playoff seedings. I saw Kurt Warner do it in Arizona. I saw Andrew Luck do it. And I saw Deshaun Watson until last year do it in Houston. I've seen guys who have overcome regularly. Deshaun Watson, multiple consecutive playoffs in Houston. Carson Palmer, Cincinnati was as poorly run or worse than Detroit. He got him to the playoffs several times in 7 years. Kurt Warner, Arizona. Andrew Luck, he's not that. So the question is, how good is he? Well, here's what I find funny. Who we love and who we don't. With the Rams defense, which was number one in the league last year, the best defensive player in the league probably in a decade, Aaron Donald, and with Sean McVay as coach, and we all acknowledge he's really good, and with an offensive line that was rated top 3 last year, no reason to think there'll be a great drop-off this year, and an excellent wide receiving core. Are you telling me Matt Ryan and Derek Carr, Vegas wouldn't have them at 10 wins? It's interesting, right? It's interesting. Nick Wright made me think of this morning and adds a layer to this argument. Not a criticism of Matt Stafford, but it's interesting who we fall in love with in the National Football League.
Matt Stafford was in Detroit when they had Jim Caldwell. Jim Caldwell was there for 4 years. And Jim Caldwell, by the way, you know, won Super Bowl, assistant coach with Indy, coached Indy to a 14-2 season as a head coach, ran Baltimore's offense when Joe Flacco looked like Joe Montana for a month. Did he have weapons? Well, he had Calvin Johnson and Golden Tate for 2 of those years together. He had Marvin Jones. He had weapons around him. And he squeezed out more than 9 wins once.
Now, I don't want to be Mr. Negative. I live in Los Angeles, and I like Matt Stafford. But I say this as a consistent theme on this show. I watch the media, who they fall in love with, who they embrace. And I find it fascinating how they've now dumped on Goff and elevated Stafford. And you know who hasn't? Vegas. And I always trust Vegas. Let me shift gears to this. I know it's a Baker Mayfield topic. Mr. Negative. No, it's not. But Pro Football Focus is interesting. So they did their all NFL underrated team. And Baker was the quarterback. And I thought, well, I'm going to go, 12 national TV commercials, underrated. All right. I'm going to go to Merriam-Webster, the dictionary this morning. And I'm going to look up the word because I want to get it right. You know, Joy and I talk about this. Not about being right, about getting it right. So what is underrated? Let's get the exact definition of underrated. rated or valued too low. In fact, the synonyms are unnoticed, unrecognized, uncredited. Baker Mayfield? I'm going to put up Derek Carr's numbers. And I want you to think about this when I show you Derek Carr's numbers. Derek Carr has a coach we're not sure can coach and a GM we're not sure can GM. He had to move franchises, does not have a number one receiver. And yet Derek Carr, and I'm going to give you 3 years with Gruden and Mayock. And you would admit to me, you're not sure if Gruden and Mayock are going to make it past this year. 69% completion percentage. 2.5 to 1 TD to interception ratio. 99 passer rating. No number one receiver. They had to move the franchise. And if you've looked at recent days' transactions in the NFL, we're not sure this organization in the executive area and coaching knows what the hell they're doing. Now let's look at Baker Mayfield's numbers in terms of underrated. With the best offensive line, I'm not even going to count his 3 years. I'm not going to do it because he's had some dysfunction, you know, like Derek Carr's had. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to count 1 year last year when he had the coach of the year, Kevin Stefanski, who appears, and the GM, Andrew Berry, appear to be very smart, talented young executives and coaches. His completion percentage significantly lower than Carr. TD interception ratio is fine. Passer rating lower. But, I mean, Baker's numbers are fine. But that's with the coach of the year, the best offensive line, a clear Jarvis Landry's a great young receiver. He's not a top five, but he's really, really good. Excellent running backs. Look at those numbers. Let's go back to the synonyms for underrated. Unnoticed, unrecognized. Folks, Lamar Jackson has been an MVP, doesn't have one national TV commercial. Baker Mayfield is like Blake Griffin. I can't watch a sporting event without him showing up on my television set. Look at the last couple of days the Raider moves. They're getting rid of third-round picks that never took a snap with the Raiders. So if you're asking me, it's funny who we embrace. And the Pro Football Focus, I would strongly suggest to my staff, we go on Amazon, buy a dictionary, and send it to Pro Football Focus. Baker's a lot of things. Underrated? He was a number one pick. He won a Heisman. He's on every commercial in the league. We all acknowledge that once they pay him, this roster won't be nearly as neat and tidy. Derek Carr is not only more underrated. Derek Carr is the most underrated player in the league. Folks, go look at what chaos has done to Andrew Luck. It got him out of the league. Go look at what chaos has done to great players in this league. We don't even know if the Raiders know what they're doing. And they don't have a number one receiver. And they've moved. This is not a shot at Baker Mayfield. But both the Stafford commentary and the Baker commentary, it is weird to me who we embrace, who we root for, who we elevate, who we discard, who we roll our eyes at. Maybe Jared Goff's not terrible. And I know Derek Carr isn't terrible.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I make no bones about this. Is you drive the bus for this show. What you like, I talk about. Ohio State football losing is more interesting than Purdue winning. Tiger Woods chaos and losing was more interesting than Rocco Mediate winning. Like, that's nothing against people that win, but I'm in the business of attracting people to this show, and people, you know, they like Greek tragedies. They like the rise and the fall of great. So I talk about LeBron struggles, LeBron good. That's more interesting than 95% of the players winning big, and that's just the business I'm in, right? Like, it's, I've always said, this is a grocery store. You like bread, eggs, milk, cheese, produce. That's what you like. I don't have anchovies up front. There's no vanilla extract by the cash register. I put the stuff you like. It's my job to make it as interesting as I can. But I'm in the omelet business, not the egg business. I'm not here to make something. You tell me what's good, and I'll serve it in my, you know, way of serving it. And so the Dallas Cowboys are always popular, even when they're losing. Now, a couple years ago, they were so bad when Tony Romo got hurt pre-Dak that you couldn't talk about it. I mean, they were literally, arguably, the worst team in the league. But this year, they'll score a bunch of points. They'll be productive. Dak is back. I think they're a borderline playoff team. Jerry Jones was talking about Hard Knocks. He does not see it as a distraction. He's not worried about the Dak injury. Here's Jerry Jones.
I'm such a believer that that attention causes the players to practice and push even more than if it weren't there. I think people do better when they know a lot of eyeballs are on them.
I do not believe that's true. That's why a lot of reality couples get divorced. I don't think more eyeballs is better. In fact, of the 16 last quarterbacks that have been on Hard Knocks, one, Matt Ryan, even made a Pro Bowl. I don't think it's good for teams. Nor do I think Dak is 100%. Leg injury, shoulder injury, I've got questions. But I will say this about the Cowboys and the NFL in general. We know that baseball needs certain franchises to win to get ratings. Yankees, Cubs, Dodgers, Red Sox. We know that. We know that in the NBA, LeBron, Kevin Durant, Lakers, big brands help move the needle. Think about the current state of the NFL. The five biggest NFL brands, and this has been the case for a long time, are the Cowboys, the Steelers, the Packers, the Bears, and the New York Giants. The Giants are in a rebuild, kind of a mess. The Bears aren't in a rebuild, but always feel like a semi-mess. The Cowboys have been average for 25 years. The Steelers are picked third in their division. And the Packers, even Vegas, is pulling back this year. A lot of distractions. Who's currently winning in the NFL is Tampa Bay, Buffalo, Kansas City, Baltimore, Cleveland should win, the Colts. And yet the numbers, all through preseason, NFL draft are record-setting. I wish the Cowboys were more interesting. Mike McCarthy's boring. Dak's productive, but kind of boring. They don't have a ton of chaos. Zeke's even grown up. They're not an overly verbal team. They don't talk. The owner does. Green Bay, combustible. Seattle Steelers, personalities. Cleveland, damn interesting. But I think it shows the power of the NFL that Dallas and the Steelers and the Bears and the Giants and the most noteworthy teams are all kind of stuck in a weird malaise, and none of you seem to care.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Got Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports,
like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Herd Hierarchy.
Time is now. Let's go.
The top 10 NFL teams according to Colin. Number 10.
Okay, what coach dominates young quarterbacks? Bill Belichick. The AFC East now has rookie Zach Wilson, Tua starting in his first real full year, and Josh Allen still a fairly new quarterback. I got New England 10. Listen, they added to their tight end and wide receiver groups. Belichick, the schedule, not overly formidable. The division is going to be a defensive-led division. Outside of Josh Allen, most of your best players in this division, besides, you know, Josh and Stephon Diggs, they're defensive players. And I think the best defensive team is going to be New England. They ran the ball almost 52% of the time. I don't think they're asking a lot of Mac Jones. It's the deepest running back stable they've had. It's a very good offensive line. There's a lot of teams I could put at 10, but I truly think the Patriots are undervalued. I think it's an 11 or a 12-win team. If you look at the schedule, I have New England 10.
Number 9.
The Colts. I do worry about some of their vaccination issues, but don't forget, they've added Carson Wentz and Eric Fisher. So they're more athletic at left tackle and at quarterback. Don't forget that at the end of last year, they had two emerging young stars, Jonathan Taylor running back, Michael Pittman receiver. They were also one of five teams to be top 10 in offense and defense. This is a rock-solid organization that simply needs more athleticism at quarterback, and with Wentz, they have it.
Number 8.
Green Bay. Okay, they were 0-2 against Tampa. They were 14-2 against everybody else in football. My concern is their offensive line. Left tackle David Bakhtiari, out, pup list for 6 weeks. Corey Linsley, Chargers, left, Pro Bowler. Right tackle Rick Wagner, no longer there. Running back Jamal Adams, a very good number two back. This offense has some real issues. They're a Devontae Adams tweak from not being nearly as dynamic. And I do think the division is slightly better. The Vikings will be better, so I have Green Bay at 8.
Number 7.
I'll go Rams. I don't want to go too crazy on the Matt Stafford stuff, but I will say this. Sean McVay has won 67% of his games, and I believe the toughest division. I think he's a really good coach. I also think their defense was number one scoring defense in the NFL and the number one total defense. It overwhelmingly returns. I do worry about the Cam Akers injury, but I do think Sony Michel is about 80% of Cam Akers. I think this is a very good team. I'll keep them at 7. I don't know if they're great.
Number 6.
Seattle. Dwayne Brown is in and playing left tackle. Tremendous player. That counts. Should also be mentioned, at the end of last year, in the final 8 weeks, this defense was the number one scoring defense in the NFL. Pete Carroll and the fellas got it figured out. They also had 7 Pro Bowlers. That was tied for the most in the league. They have upgraded their offensive line with Gabe Jackson and the addition of tight end Gerald Everett. This is a Super Bowl-capable team. I have them winning their division, albeit barely over the Rams.
Number 5.
Ravens. Schedule's a little dicey early. 3 of their first 4 on the road, and I do worry about losing a couple of running backs. Gus Edwards now will be the bell cow. I'm not sure he is. But let's talk defense for a second. 10 of their 11 starters on defense return, and they were the number 2 scoring defense. I think we often overlook Baltimore's defensive side because of the dynamic nature of Lamar. That's all we pay attention to. And their tight end sets and their O-line. It's a really good defense, and they almost all return.
Number 4.
Cleveland. I think Cleveland-Baltimore's a coin flip. What I worry about Cleveland, 7 new defensive starters. Now, I like them. I think they got really good players. I just don't know if they're going to be gelling in September. I think by October, November, Cleveland's going to be really good. I also think we have to be honest. Odell Beckham is often hurt, but he's not now. And that is a pop offensively that we did not see with this offense late last year. Odell Beckham wasn't around. So let's Jarvis Landry's great. So they're going to be offensively could be really special. Don't forget how good Beckham is when he's healthy.
Number 3.
Buffalo. They return all 11 starters on defense, and they went and drafted 2 rush ends in college. That's my issue with them. Can they get pressure on the quarterback? They addressed it in the draft. They returned 21 of 22 starters. This is right now a very formidable, well-run organization, and I think they have so many young players that are ascending. No chaos. I mean, it wouldn't be crazy to say that Cleveland and Buffalo, believe it or not, are 2 of the best 3 teams in the AFC for a long time. I really like this organization top down.
Number 2.
Kansas City, they have 4 new starters on the offensive line. That worries me. So does the fact they were the worst NFL red zone defense. They allow touchdowns instead of field goals. Stuff like that matters as we see young quarterbacks getting better. Josh, Baker, Herbert, Lamar. This AFC now, I don't recall a time in my life it had this many great young quarterbacks. So situational football, field goals over touchdowns could be the difference between winning a division and being a wild card team. That's why they're 2.
Number 1.
It's Tampa. That's obvious. Let's remember what seized the moment in the Super Bowl. It wasn't Brady. It was the defense. I think one thing that's overlooked by Tampa is their consistent pass rush. They were the only team in the NFL last year that had 4 different players with over 6 sacks. And yet, what did they do in the draft? They went and got Joe Tryon from Washington, a wiry and quick edge rusher who was very good in the preseason. This is the best. Now, it's not as talented with as many first-rounders as Washington. But in terms of athletic players in their front 7 that get to the quarterback, they added a piece to an already significantly difficult defensive front to defend. I think it's the defense and Todd Bowles, who I think is an excellent coordinator, which will carry this team. It will not be Brady.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
And there's my Herd hierarchy. Okay, Daryl Moose Johnson, 3 rings, Dallas Cowboys, Fox Sports. He's got the Vikings and the Bengals week 1. That's Sunday at 1 Eastern. He's now joining us live. All right, any of that Herd hierarchy make no sense to you? Any of that you just said, oh, coward, that's nonsense. Any of it make sense or not make sense?
No, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I thought there was a lot of good points. I agree with you with Buffalo. I've been high on Sean McDermott to hire there with Brandon Bean for a long time. I think they've done a tremendous job. And for a guy from Western New York, it's good to see them back at the top of the NFL teams.
You have an interesting perspective on something I'm going to ask you about here, is that being on a Super Bowl champion and a high-profile team like Dallas, I always used to say with Muhammad Ali, everybody got his best fight. Like everybody that fought Muhammad Ali when I was a kid, it was the biggest fight of their career. When you're the champion, you get everybody's best fight, everybody's best punch. Go to the years following Super Bowls for you. The following year, what Tampa will go through now. And there is no sneak in the side door. It is, oh, here comes the best team in the league. Is it more difficult?
It is. And when you add in the fact that it's not just them as defending Super Bowl champions, but also everybody wanting to take down Tom Brady as well, it is challenging. And you have to be – your margin for error shrinks even more as a defending champion. And we saw that a lot during our run. I remember one of the times – I think we were 8-1 against the L.A. Rams, and they were 2-7, and they came into Texas Stadium and beat us. You know, we just didn't play well. So you can't have those little mistakes. Everybody's gunning for you. I know it sounds cliche, but there is a lot of truth to that. And I think when you add in the fact that you've got Tom Brady as quarterback, I think that just adds to it for the opponents.
So you have Joe Burrow in week one. And this is a – you know, it's funny. I don't know what Zach Taylor is as a coach, but I did think when they played teams last year where they matched up okay – that they were very competitive. I like where Cincinnati's going. I think it's a really tough division. When you pour over film and you look at this Cincinnati team, where do they need gaps filled, Moose? Where do they need to elevate, and where do you like them?
I think the big thing, and we saw this a lot last season, it really comes down to how well you're playing in the trenches. And we can just go to the Super Bowl, and you got into that matchup with what Tampa Bay was able to do to the offensive line of the Kansas City Chiefs. We saw it in Dallas with all the injuries that happened early in the year and how that offense fell apart. You know, Dak was able to keep it going for a while till he got hurt. But the guys up front are really what drives the team. And I think that's the one area that Cincinnati has really focused on. They brought in Riley Reiff, kind of hold down the tackle spot, spent a lot of money on the defensive side of the ball. Larry Ogunjobi brought in from Cleveland, Trey Hendrickson from New Orleans. They've got to get better at stopping the run, especially the division that they're in. That's going to be one of the most important things. I think that's one of the things that we'll see against Minnesota. Minnesota was a top five running team last year. One of the things that Cincinnati wants to get better at is stuffing the run, because they play Cleveland, Baltimore, and you know Pittsburgh's going to go back to some of that old school style with Najee Harris as their top draft pick. So, you know, being able to stop the run, being able to protect Joe Burrow, that was primary with everything they did in the offseason, was we have got to do things to protect Joe Burrow and keep him healthy all season.
By the way, the Vikings are at Cincinnati. And I believe Mike Zimmer's a very good coach. I do think their San Francisco and Minnesota last year fell apart physically. And every year in the NFL, we not only have four new playoff teams, four come in, four go out, but we have a team that doubles their win total every year in the NFL. And I kind of feel like it's Minnesota this year, that I really like Zimmer. I like the staff. Again, what do they have to do they didn't last year as you pour over film for your opener?
Well, the big thing is I've got a lot of guys back on the defensive side of the ball. You're right. They were really hit hard by injuries. We talked a lot about San Francisco, but Minnesota was in a very similar situation. When you talk about, you know, Mike Pierce opted out, you know, Anthony Barr goes down in camp. You know, it was unbelievable for him. You know, just a number of guys on the defensive side of the ball that weren't there. It was one of the worst ranked defenses, if not the worst ranked defense in Mike Zimmer's tenure. So that's the area they're going to be focusing on, is to get back in touch. And one of the odd things is even year seasons, Minnesota has struggled under the Mike Zimmer regime, but they've always bounced back in the odd year. So we got 2021 coming up, so they should be able to bounce back. But again, I think exactly what we talked about with Cincinnati, it's going to be similar with Minnesota. It's going to be that offensive line. A lot of changes in the offensive line, and Christian Darrisaw is not going to be available week one. The guy that they drafted in the first round to be their left tackle as an anchor. So, you know, how does that offensive line play? Because that's what was driving that team last year. You know, it was the offense that kept Minnesota in some of those games, you know, obviously for the first time, much better than the defensive side of the ball, you know, for Mike Zimmer and his team. So, again, I think it's going to be what happens on that offensive line. Defensively, they're going to take a huge step because I've got a lot of guys back and a lot of guys healthy.
You know, Moose, when you live in the Dallas area, so you hear the radio, you read the papers, you see this team discussed a lot. And listen, Hard Knocks or not, last 20 years, they've been good, never special, disappointing, rarely awful. I do worry about the Dak shoulder issue. He hasn't taken a hit in live football in 11 months. Your kind of thought on Dak's health and where is Dallas today for you with Dak, their comfort level? What do you expect this year from your former team?
Well, I expect the offense to be good. You know, there's a lot of talk about Ezekiel being down, being quicker, being more explosive. I thought he got off to a good start last year. I think the fumbles really got into his head and it impacted his running style as much as anything. For Dak, I think he's going to be similar to what we're going to see with Joe Burrow in that Cincinnati-Minnesota game, is just having people around his legs while he's in the pocket looking downfield. You know, how quickly does he get comfortable with that? There's so much that goes on at the practice facility that we're not aware of that give the coaches confidence. And you have to understand and you have to believe that component. I think the big thing about the shoulder, and you bring up a good point, I think what a lot of people are worried about is the Cowboys immediately went to rest right away. And that was one of the things that they were told by everybody in baseball that they went to, because this is something that's more consistent with baseball and with pitchers. And it was rest immediately. The quicker you get on it, the quicker you rest it, the better chance you have for this not being an issue during the course of the season. So did they get on it quick enough, and did they have enough time to get that rested and healed? I think that that's something we're going to have to wait and see and let that play out all season long. Where are they going to end up? They've got an opportunity, you know, to win the NFC East. They really do. But they've got to stay healthy. They're the typical team that's up against the salary cap that doesn't have a lot of depth. They did a good job weathering the storm last year in certain areas, you know, trying to fill some of those holes from what happened with all the injuries they had during the course of the season last year. If that happens again this year, you could see something similar, but I think they feel a little bit better because guys got snaps and they were able to address it with better people. I think they're going to be much better on the defensive side of the ball with what Dan Quinn has put in place there. Obviously, there was a big emphasis in the draft. I think they've got better personnel fitting the scheme than they had last season. So that's going to be a big plus for them as well. So I think as a team, offensively and defensively, they should be good. But we can't forget about special teams. And that's an area that I think there's a little bit of concern there. For me, you know, John Fossil and what his group did last year, they were very inconsistent at times. You know, Greg Zuerlein coming off of back surgery in the offseason, there's a little bit of unknown there, and it comes really down to kicker, punter, and long snapper, your three key guys when you talk about the special teams components. So if they're able to stay healthy, because I think the depth is still not there as a team that's pushed up against the cap, you know, that's going to be the biggest thing. If they stay healthy, I think they can be very competitive in the NFC East.
Good stuff, Moose. He's got the Bengals this week hosting the Vikings. Two teams trying to bounce back, especially Minnesota, Sunday, 1 Eastern on Fox. Moose, great seeing you.
Always good to see you, Colin.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Believe it or not, there is one number, just one, in the last decade that takes you out of Super Bowl contention. You're not going to win with this number. Now you're thinking number of fumbles, number of sacks allowed, your quarterback throws so many interceptions. No. It's what percentage of your quarterback's salary, what's the cap hit? How much of your salary does he eat? 2011 to 2020, 10 years. The only quarterback that's won a Super Bowl with a cap hit over 12 is Tom Brady, done it twice, 12.3 and 12.2. And we know he takes pay cuts. He never takes the full boat. By the way, if you get into the 11%, you have to be a Manning, Cooper or Peyton. So it becomes very, Peyton or Eli. So you to get over 12, you got to be Tom Brady, and he takes pay cuts. And you're over 11, you got to be Peyton or Eli Manning. Meaning, you can't do it, at least to this point, over a certain number, because you literally don't have the pieces elsewhere. So what does that mean? So I took like 10 or 11 teams that I think have they're somewhere around the Super Bowl bubble. Like I consider these playoff teams. Russell Wilson, 17.4%. See ya. Aaron Rodgers, 14.5%. See ya. By the way, Seattle's O-line, still suboptimal. Green Bay's defense, not great. Plus their worst offensive line in years. Borderline, you're close. Carson Wentz, Matt Stafford, and Dak Prescott, all in the high 10 or 11%. The teams that are in good spaces, Tampa and Brady, Buffalo and Josh, Cleveland and Baker, Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, Justin Herbert and the Chargers, and Baltimore and Lamar Jackson. I have Dallas in there. I don't really consider them a Super Bowl team, but I have them in the playoffs. But these are a lot of what I consider teams good enough to win. Seattle, Green Bay, Colts, Rams, Tampa, Buffalo, Cleveland, Kansas City, Baltimore. I think Chargers are one of the steals in the league. They've really shored up their O-line. There's your numbers. Don't kid yourself. There's a reason that Brady has such a surplus of good defensive linemen and linebackers. He's 5.8% of the cap hit.
It's fascinating because Dak has been paid and Mahomes has been paid and Josh Allen has been paid.
Yes, and you just keep pushing that money down the road so you can. By the way, it'll get more difficult going forward.
Yes, for some of them.
But I mean, you know, the one that jumps out at you is Russell Wilson's making 17.4% of his money. That's almost double the cap hit that you'd prefer. And by the way, it's triple Brady's cap hit this year. It's six times Baker and Lamar's cap hit. So, again, it's just Seattle is talented. Seattle is very much the Rams. A handful of great players, but they're thin in spots. And Seattle cannot afford an injury to like four players. They do not have a ton of depth on this roster. At corner, they are thin. O-line, they are thin.
I think this little nugget of information, I think, is a really strong argument for playing your young quarterback sooner.
Well, that's a very good point. So that's the dilemma with Jordan Love. So if you don't pay Jordan Love this year, okay, you've wasted 2 years. You're paying him Baker salary, even lower because he got drafted lower. So that's the thing about drafting. When you moved up to get Jordan Love, it's a really dumb pick if you're not going to play him.
Right.
Because next year, Aaron's a $46 million cap hit. Now, even if you trade Aaron, I think he's a $20 million cap hit. But Jordan makes nothing, so that's not a punitive quarterback cap hit. It's not 15%. But if you're going to move up to get Jordan Love, you have to play him fairly quickly, or you've just wasted the opportunity, which has been the reason Seattle won a Super Bowl.
Right.
The reason, I mean, if you start looking at Kansas City now, there's a reason they can rebuild their offensive line and pay a fortune for two of the guys because Mahomes isn't a big cap hit. Like, that's the number in the NFL nobody wants to talk about. Like, I think Seattle's good, but your quarterback's almost a 18% cap hit. So I mean,
that's tough for me to swallow. Seattle was my, like,
yes,
sleeper.
They got seven Pro Bowlers. But Seattle is one of those teams that literally, if Dwayne Brown or Bobby Wagner is hurt, you're done. Green Bay's the same thing. If Devontae Adams is hurt, you're done. You're just not dynamic enough offensively, and you're not special enough defensively. So that's why I know you all are rooting for Baker Mayfield, but Baker and Lamar and Justin Herbert and Josh Allen, now's the time. Because those guys are all good enough. They're supporting casts. You look at Lamar. Look at Lamar's roster. Baker's roster, Buffalo's roster. Those have very few.
Well, Josh has been paid.
Yeah, but he has, I would say, if the kids they drafted are as good as I think, they've really attacked their D-line the last two drafts. Young guys, if some of them start popping, Buffalo, because that was Buffalo's nightmare last year. They couldn't get to opposing quarterbacks. Phillip Rivers marched up and down the field in the playoff yeah. against them.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
There was an interesting story about John Gruden. Mike Mayock said a week ago, we got to win. And so somebody, a reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Vinny Bonsignor, I hope I pronounced it right. I've talked to him before. Basically, Gruden said, I don't feel pressure. The owner will tell me if there's pressure. First of all, let me state this. Everybody in my business should be rooting for the Raiders. They're interesting. There's chaos. It's a great brand. What has happened in the it's kind of remarkable how much more popular football is than I could argue basketball in America. Football for the last 20 years has been largely predictable. Alabama and New England. And neither one of those, New England or Alabama, was star-studded in terms of personality. I mean, they're both like factories, right? Like New England. No days off. Alabama's the same thing. The coach is the star. The players aren't the star at Alabama. And it is amazing if you start looking at how popular football's become. Maybe it's gambling. Maybe it's the erosion of other sports. I don't know. But the NFL's never been more popular. And college football, the ratings this weekend are huge. And it's been incredibly predictable for the last 20 years. 10 in college, well, 14 with Alabama, and 20 in the NFL. Gruden's interesting. I think the NFL and college, I've always said this about college football, they need an LA team to be good and the Miami Hurricanes. Those are big city teams. I don't care if it's UCLA, USC, or the Miami Hurricanes. The sport now feels very southern, very small town, very insular. It needs Texas. It needs Sark. It needs UCLA and Chip Kelly. It needs Miami. It needs flavor. It needs personality. College football needs more personality. That's what it needs. And yet it's flourishing without it. And I think all of us, I mean, there's three things Joey and I always root for. Interesting, chaos, and more chaos.
Good quarterback play.
Yeah. I mean, that's really it. And so, and the Raiders have the quarterback play. So nobody's rooting. If you really know what you're doing in our business, we're rooting for the Raiders. I mean, let's be honest. It's nothing against Oakland. But good God, they were tarping off the upper deck. The stadium was the bad. It's like, no, Vegas, when they show a picture of that stadium, which Joy was in this weekend, it feels huge. It's gigantic. It's just a shimmering light in the middle of the desert.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Cousin Sal, co-host of Fox Bet Live, I consider you...
Yes.
I consider you a professional gambler. Are you comfortable with me calling you that?
Yeah, that's fine. Then what should I call you? I'm going to call you Rosemary. Is that okay?
It's new. Let's try it.
I'm excited. I chugged a vat of mayonnaise. I'm ready. We're 2 days away.
It's fun.
This is the best.
Okay, listen, so I am not a professional gambler, and I want accreditation to be a sharp. It'll probably take a couple more years,
yeah. But
I think I'm getting sharper.
Okay.
Hanging around people like you, and so I like to bring you on, and you take me kind of a new level.
He's using me. I knew it.
Okay. No,
all right,
I'm
let's
not.
Hear. Yeah.
Okay, so let's just start with, this is always fun. Everybody's got a team, mine's Washington, that I like more than the gambling community and the bettors. I like Washington. And who is your team?
We're going to talk about the Falcons, I think. But I like the Oakland Raiders. I like three teams coming out of each West, AFC West and NFC West.
Wow.
I think it's time. First of all, I'm excited to see what kind of fan base they have. Is it going to be everyone goes on their bachelor party? This is the Baltimore guys get together. This is the weekend. Or is it the black hole? Like, I think they fill that place. They have a nice contingency and they win these games. They've lost all these close games.
Yes.
They're 5-2 to start. Gruden's got to step it up. The offense is there. Waller is an elite player. I think they win and they make the playoffs. That's my go. You say Washington.
Well, I told Joy this. It's the best four first rounders on the front line. And if you start looking at the best defensive and offensive lines in the league, historically, they're playoff teams. And it's a weaker division. And do I worry about Ryan Fitzpatrick? Of course I do. But there's something called a trading deadline. I don't think they're out of the running. Let me throw another team at you because I love Sam Darnold.
Go ahead.
What do you make of Carolina? They lost
more one-possession games than almost any team in the league. You know how it works.
Right.
That always flips.
Yep.
One of the reasons you like the Raiders. They're
thing.
Losing all the way. What do you make of Carolina?
I like them. I'm a Sam Darnold guy, okay? And I think you don't have a better – you have a healthy McCaffrey. There's no better outlet, right? So you're not going to ask him to throw downfield 15, 20 times a game like you did with the Jets when they were playing catch-up. Now, Atlanta's my surprise team in that division. Otherwise, I would go Carolina. But I don't think you're in bad shape there. You got 2,000-yard receivers there offensively. Defensively, they keep you in games. I just worry, though, Colin. You pick teams like Washington and Carolina, and people take these clips online, and it's like bad takes exposed. You could take it back right now. You don't have to. Joy's rolling her eyes already at the Washington team.
If
who's bad, 2-8 without Alex Smith. But go ahead. Let's hear it.
If bad takes ruined a career, I'd still be in Sheboygan. Because that's I've had more than anybody.
That goes on the headstone.
All right.
I like that.
Okay. Yeah. I said this, that if you go back and look at how Belichick embraced the COVID year. Mm-hmm. He thought it was a joke. He opted out. The players opted out. I just take last year away. And he owns young quarterbacks. The division is now Zach Wilson, Tua, and pretty young Josh Allen.
Yeah.
I think the Patriots are a playoff team. Do you?
I do, and I did a month ago, and then all our Patriot friends, you know, they're the worst in the world, our friends that root for New England or the Red Sox or whatever. So
obnoxious.
Now they're all over Mac Jones, and he's going to Canton and all that. But Mac Jones aside, I like this as a playoff team. I think you're right. I think Belichick, I believe in him at 16-1 to win Coach of the Year. Now, this is an award he hasn't won in a decade.
So he's plus 1,600.
Plus 1,600 to win Coach of the Year. And I think the old man, like you said last year, whatever, let's see if we can win. I'll hand it to Tom Brady. I'll win with nothing. He's done with that. He's taken a look. He's like, I have leaving my inheritance. I'm looking. I have sons who are meth dealers, and they don't call me on my birthday. Forget it. I'm going all out here. Spend $288 million in free agency. We pick up the quarterback. They already have a good defense. I think that's an 11-win team, and that's enough to get him Coach of the Year.
How about that, Joy? That's what I've been saying. An 11-12-win team. What's the best bet? Doesn't mean they'll win the Super Bowl, but the best bet, Cousin Sal believes, to win the Super Bowl.
I know you did like 6.5 hours this morning on the Rams, but I really do like them. And I know they're in that tough division.
What are they, 14-1?
They're 14-1, 6-1 to win the NFC. That's three teams in the West that over-under is 10 or 10.5 wins. That's unheard of. You don't see that. Maybe last year it was close with that same division, but I really love their defense. I wasn't all about Stafford, but if you look at it, he had that 1 year with Detroit where they had a top 10 defense, and he won 11 games.
Yeah, that
and
was.
He's going to get that. They're going to, that defense doesn't allow 13 points midway through the fourth quarter, and Stafford's going to have put up like 30, 35. Don't forget, Goff, the most turnovers by far over the last 3 years. He just has to not do that, and McVay's in love with him, and I love that Rams team.
Okay, everybody has a team you can't bet because you can't beat them. I haven't won an Atlanta Falcons bet in 38 years, but you like Matt Ryan this year. What's the bet?
11-1, most passing yards. Now, don't forget, this doesn't have to be on a team that's a good team, right? You could play a lot of garbage time.
Oh, yeah.
And get up there. He's got 10 years with 4,000 or more passing yards, right? He's always around 46, 47. He had a 4,900 year.
Calvin Ridley is becoming a top five receiver.
Ridley, great. I think Gage could put up equal numbers as Julio Jones and then Pitts. I mean, they had red zone woes. That was their problem. There you go. It's solved with Kyle Pitts. 11-1, I think, is a good number.
That is interesting because if you go back to last year, and I think that Arthur Smith
offense
changed Ryan Tannehill's trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
Now Matt Ryan's always been as good as his O-line and his coordinator.
Yeah.
So Arthur Smith can elevate him. What team are you going to stay away from, Cousin Sal, early on?
Oh, I might even say my own Cowboys. You know, I like them to win the division, but I hate betting. You know, Little Wayne came to my house and we traded high tops and talked about the Cowboys. Oh, that's a different host. I'm getting confused here. No, the Cowboys are in trouble this Thursday night against Tampa. I think they're in trouble in the trenches. You know, Zach Martin out. But as far as I'm concerned, it's a freebie. That used to be for Cowboys fans. You have to go to MetLife where you play that game Sunday night against the Giants and you don't want to go 0-1 in division. It's okay. They'll lose to Tampa. They're now 8-point underdog. Fine, let them lose. They carry on from them. So early on, I would say stay away from them. But later on, pick them up in the mid-year.
And by the way, a team I'm interested in. Cleveland, Trent Dilfer has said this, pro athletes all deal with failure the same way. They work harder.
Mm.
They deal with success differently.
Yeah.
A lot of guys can't handle success. How do you think Baker and the Browns handle expectations? They are largely considered second or third best roster in the league. playoff team, how's it roll to you?
I do like them, and it's weird because you're going to get crapped on because Baker is going to eventually take this team far, but he doesn't have to do much.
Not a ton.
No one's got it better than Baker Mayfield right now with the defensive parts they added, with Clowney, they're good. Ward, and now, you know, running back, like, just hand off and you'll be fine. What does his stats have to look like? Like 22 and 13, and he could take them to a championship game?
He was a mid-90 passer rating quarterback, and I think as long as Myles Garrett stays healthy and the secondary comes together, it's an 11 to 12 win team. He's not going to be, again, when you have the best offensive line and a top back, you can go 6 years back in the NFL. You win somewhere between 11 and 13 games.
Yeah.
So like you're a professional sports gambler. By the way, mdriveformen.com, 20% off. The code is HERD. Don't let age beat you. It's not beating us. A professional gambler. Just give me, I've got 20 seconds.
Yeah.
One line for an amateur bettor that's betting for the first time ever this year.
For this week?
No, for the year. Give him advice.
Oh, don't listen to everyone who says bet within your means. Go crazy. We only live once. Extrapoints.com, all your sports gambling needs. I know you have podcasts, but I think you make people pay for them. It's different. But,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Just don't live within your means.
No,
it's nonsense.
No. Exactly.
Cousin Sal, will see you tomorrow.
Thanks.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dekovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dekovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dekovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.